Pope Francis has arrived in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, beginning a week-long apostolic visit to mark the 28th World Youth Day. After a brief formal greeting at Rio's Galeão Airport, the Holy Father proceeded to Guanabara Palace for the official welcoming ceremony, where he was received by the President of Brazil, Dilma Rousseff, the Governor of Rio State, and the Mayor of the City of Rio de Janeiro. In her formal remarks, President Rousseff expressed joy and gratitude at the Holy Father's visit. The Holy Father, in turn, returned those sentiments and placed his visit in the context of World Youth Day. The Holy Father went on to offer particular encouragement to the young participants, to their families, and to those responsible for forming and empowering the new generation to take up their responsibilities as the future leaders of humanity. The Pope's arrival in Brazil, though, was not without drama. Sean Patrick Lovett has this report on the Holy Father's unscheduled drive through Rio.
Heads were shaking in disbelief, and other heads will surely roll after the Pope's unscheduled driveabout through the centre of Rio on Monday afternoon. It's true that the 40-minute trip from the airport to the cathedral was unplanned, but it's also true that the motorcade mistakenly took the wrong route and ended up being blocked by congested traffic. People quickly swarmed around the car and moments of high tension followed as security agents tried to control the swelling masses that at times looked like they might engulf the vehicle completely. Only after he transferred to an open jeep did his drive through the city regain the tone of dignity and celebration that allowed Pope Francis himself to relax and greet the enthusiastic crowds with his characteristic warmth and spontaneity. By the time he reached the cathedral, hundreds of thousands of people had poured out into the streets, determined to give him an authentic Latin American welcome. That welcome took on stately tones when the Pope reached the governor's palace at Guanabara for the official ceremonial greeting. This time he travelled by helicopter, which solved the traffic issue and allowed him a spectacular view of Rio by night. It also helped the organizers pick up some time, as the Holy Father's program was already running 1 hour behind schedule. A side effect of that papal delay was that the Vatican Press Office Director's press conference also started an hour late, to the consternation of some very travel-weary, jet-lagged journalists who were hoping he would give them the headlines they so desperately needed to trump the story of the royal baby. Responding to journalists' questions, Father Lombardi began by downplaying the motorcade escapade, adding that it was the Pope's secretary who was upset, while Pope Francis appeared to be enjoying himself. He also revealed two other pieces of behind-the-scenes information. Firstly, that during their private conversation at Guanabara Palace, the Brazilian president had expressed her admiration for Pope Francis's speech on the island of Lampedusa 2 weeks ago. Secondly, that during the flight from Rome to Rio, the Pope spent 15 minutes chatting to the pilots in the cockpit, long enough for journalists to begin wondering who was actually flying the plane. I wonder what the royal baby would have to say about that. With the Pope in Rio, I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.